Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a strenuous day of hearings on Capitol Hill. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was questioned Thursday by a congressional committee investigating the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Clinton spoke in measured tones about the deaths of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans at the consulate.
I was the one who recommended him to be our ambassador to the president.
Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy said questions linger regarding the government's actions before and after the attacks in Benghazi. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to the White House Thursday. The two leaders emerged from discussions unable to announce a date for the resumption of Pakistan-mediated talks between officials from Afghanistan and the Taliban. The U.S. hopes for help from Pakistan in ending the conflict in Afghanistan. They did, however, announce new initiatives on trade, clean energy, and women's education. Student protests show no signs of letting up in South Africa as students march to demand an end to tuition hikes. Anita Powell reports.
That's the sound of 2,000 angry South African university students and supporters who shut down a Johannesburg city block Thursday to demand that the ruling party deliver on its promise of free higher education. The protest comes more than a week after students at Johannesburg's University of Witwatersrand first rallied against a proposed 10% tuition and fee hike. Protests over university costs have since spread across the country, forcing 14 institutions to temporarily close. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Economic reports released Thursday indicate the U.S. job and housing markets are improving. This is VOA News.